last place in the West. I think now you guys are fourth and sixth overall. I mean,
the thing about this league is you have so much parity that you get yourself on a good run like we have now, 10 points in 4 games, you find yourself shooting off the table regardless of where your position is. And we said for weeks that all we needed to do was get on a good run, you know, and the good run is here. And long may it continue for the rest of the season, but, you know, regardless, and I think what you're seeing is a spirit within this team that you didn't see for about 10 games, you know, 10, 12 games. And, you know, once again, because this league is so close, if you're lacking that 10%, you're gonna suffer from it. And if you can, work hard, match that, that determination, that effort, and then let your quality show through, then you're gonna do well. And that's what we've done in the last 8 games or so. And maybe it started in Portland. Maybe that was what we needed. We needed that good rivalry and get that good win, and maybe that's kickstarted us. But regardless of what the reasoning behind it is, I'm just glad it's came, and let's ride it till the end of the year.
As a guy who, you value work ethic above pretty much everything else, but with the new guys coming, I know you haven't seen Fernandez as much, but have they brought a work ethic that you respect?
Well, you saw Blaze, today play 85 minutes, and he's still trying to work himself into full match fitness, but... you saw him tracking back and holding the ball up for us. You saw, Alvaro came in and, looked like he didn't skip a beat. Looked like he'd been playing with us all year. So, you bring in quality players, and quality players will show. There's no such thing as taking time off in a game. It doesn't happen. The top players around the world, the reason why they're top players is because they have something, but they also give you everything they have. And, you can't let that ever go. Maybe your body won't let you, but you can't let it go mentally. We stopped, I think, doing that for a little while, and now it's back, and it's set the standard. You see what Freddie Montero's done, So, I don't know who lit a fire under him, but it's, I'm going to keep stoking that fire. But I'm happy for him. I'm happy, Sonny Niasse has done a great job. Zach Amani's done a fantastic job. It's a new team, and then you slide in. Jeff Park comes out at halftime with a little bit of dizziness, and Tyrone steps in and, does a tremendous job in 25 minutes. And that's what we have. We have a good squad with good players. And when we give the effort and the determination, we're going to be a tough, tough team to beat.
Was this a particularly nasty game for a keeper in the sense it seemed like you had a lot of downtime, but then when you were challenged, they were quick and difficult?
That's where experience comes in, and that's where you really try to... when people say, you had an easy day. The problem is you're concentrating the whole time. The whole time you're on that edge. You're always thinking, is it now? Is it coming through? Do I have to make that decision? Oh, no, not now. Not now. And so sometimes you find keepers wander and then they make mistakes. And I just was trying to make sure that I kept in the team and kept myself in the game because I just didn't know when I was going to maybe have to make a split-second decision. Like I said, I was just extremely happy with the way the guys fought in front of me and the way they ran and tackled and... it was a great team effort.
You had a stop on a back heel that was very similar to the one you had against Colorado last week. What did you see on that play?
Oh, no, that wasn't anything close to the one I had against Colorado last week. That was so easy today. No, you can't even call that a save. So, I saw it all the way. So it was just, sorry, Matt.
It looked great.
Matt,
for the press box.
Watch the game. Come on. We're better than that as a club. Come on, Matt.
Is the fact that the Lungmuir situation over with, is that going to help this team focus? Was it at all a distraction?
You got to talk to somebody else. That's not my position. I just want to wish Freddie the best of luck in Chicago, and except for when he plays us. We move on and we just keep going with what we're doing right now because I'm very happy with the way things are. And good luck.
Great. Thanks.